You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
It is Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, a.k.a. The Data Doctors.
On a fantastic voyage, I believe.
Every weekend we're here on a fantastic voyage from 10 o'clock to 11:45. We take you right up to Paul Harvey.
Do you remember when spam was just irritating and but innocent?
Yeah.
This whole thing about porn-based emails really starting to bother a lot of people. We're getting bombarded with email questions about how to fight it for quite a while now. First and foremost, folks, you have to protect your primary email address like it is the most like it's your social security number.
Give your primary email address out to
no one,
friends and family, people that you trust,
and not those friends that send those jokes out all the time.
Yeah, take it back from them.
Yeah,
you probably already gave it out to them, but people that you trust that you know are just people like guys like Ken and I. You want to put your real email address in, that's fine, because you know you listen to us hopefully for a while and know that we're not going to sell it to somebody. But anybody that you're not sure if you trust yet, or if you know for sure you don't trust them, go get yourself a free Hotmail, a free Yahoo.com, a free whatever free email address you want. There's a bunch of them out there. Get yourself a free email address and use that for anybody you're not sure if you trust or if you're 100% sure you don't trust. And that way, you've got some protection built in, and after a while, you develop a online relationship, and you decide you trust them, then you can always go ahead and give them your real one. But until then, until you're sure, go ahead and give them a not real email address, but something that you can still check if you have to, because some places will send you, like, some kind of link you have to click on, or some kind of registration details when you sign up, whatever it is, and you may need that, so have a real address that you can use, but something that's not your primary.
And these are free accounts you can get at Yahoo.com or Hotmail.com, and the reason you want to use these is no matter who you are, no matter what you do, your email address, the more you use it, the more likely you're going to get unsolicited commercial emails. It's just how it works. There's just no way. There's 4 million ways to get your email address once you start using it. Let's say you participate in an online forum or something and you post information. If you put your email address in there, you're nailed. They got you.
There's things called harvesters that go out and find email addresses that are embedded in web pages, and most forums are web pages, and they can go out and easily get that information, and you're going to become a victim of
and
a lot of spam.
You webmasters out there, in fact, to that end, we have posted on our website a link to a free program called WPoison. You can actually embed code hidden in your web page so that when the harvester comes in, it'll actually redirect them to a couple million invalid email addresses. It'll really trash out the harvester. So that's kind of fun. Poisons those harvesters. If your company posts your email address on the website, that's another way where it's just going to happen.
You don't have a whole lot of control over that, probably because your company does what they want to do, and it's really their email address that you just have access to. So,
well, but
you can talk to them and make sure they understand what they're doing.
Yeah, you companies out there, think about putting it into a form where people have to choose an address from like a drop-down menu or something. A lot of times I can, to a certain extent, hide some of that.
Yeah.
Some of the other things that you can do out there is don't ever, ever,
ever,
ever,
ever
reply to those emails that say, oh, we thought you wanted these naked ladies, and if you don't, just click here and we'll stop sending you stuff.
Here's the deal. If it's something you legitimately signed up for example, our newsletter, you signed up for it and you've been getting it for a while, but for some reason, let's say you're moving, you're changing email addresses, you don't want to get it anymore for whatever reason. We include instructions on how to unsubscribe. One way you can do it is through our website. Another way is you can reply to a specific address. But this is something, remember, that you asked for in the first place, and you started getting it as soon as you asked for it. Now you want to stop getting it. That's an okay time to go ahead and use that. But other times, somebody sends you something you never asked for in the first place, don't reply to it saying, take me off, because you didn't ask for it in the first place. What makes you think they're going to take you off?
They're not going to. That's the opt-in, opt-out method that legitimate organizations used for getting subscribers in and out of their system. Unsolicited email means that they didn't follow the rules to begin with. They just sent you the message. And in some cases, yes, they will actually take you off the list. But in 90% of the cases, they won't. And since you aren't going to know which companies are telling the truth, which ones aren't, don't ever reply to them. Delete the message. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to show you how to create filters so that if you do get stuff repeatedly from an organization you don't want to get, then we're going to show you how to use filters to automatically delete those messages.
Lots of good tips, lots of resources. Post at our website, datadoctors.com/radio. Check out links to the free extra email accounts that we're talking about, the W Poison program Ken mentioned for webmasters, and all kinds of other resources to help you combat and fight and filter spam.
It's not good, it's not pretty, but it's something you can do something about if you're very careful. So, it is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors. Of course, we've got lots of phone calls to answer. We got Justin, Harry, Scott, and Adam all holding. So, when we come back, it's more fun with phones.
And if you think we're talking about a canned meat product from Hormel, stick around, because we're not, and we're going to tell you what it is and why you need to care right here on the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR.